Wonderful 60s sound there. 26 minutes past 11 here on the Andy Knight Radio Show. You're listening to Vectis Radio. In the studio with me, Lizzie Martin of Carers Isle of Wight and the local charity, as you will have gathered if you weren't aware before, providing a range of services and support for unpaid adult carers here on our island. And talking about those services, you were beginning to mention a little earlier there, Lizzie. Can you give us a flavour of some of the support services that are available to carers here on the island?
From Carers Isle of Wight, we have a varied range, and we work closely with key carers who are based at Riverside Centre. So we have various support groups where carers can come along on a regular basis to a regular venue out in the community and have a cup of tea, have a chat, gain some peer support.
Now that's really important, isn't it? Because I think that a lot of carers will feel perhaps very isolated. I mean, being on our island, although we're not a huge island, I mean, a lot of people, even if they live on a busy street, to be fair, if they are caring, as you say, 24 hours a day, they can be very isolated. And this opportunity to share experiences and feel part of a group is as important as anything else.
Absolutely. And to sometimes actually have a good moan,
yes,
about life, yeah, because sure, actually it's really hard to do that when you're caring for someone, because
sure,
you're very positive and you're always looking to what they need, and it's an opportunity to actually not only learn from other carers and how they manage, but also to actually be able to have a nice moan and a cup of tea. And also I think what happens is people make friendships and then actually offer that support to each other outside.
So they're kind of building their own support group outside.
Absolutely.
Right, now that's
good.
Yeah.
It's bigger than that. For some people, though, they can't actually leave home because they can't leave their cared for person at home. And that's really tough when you can't leave because you're really isolated. You get really exhausted. You're doing everything. You've got no one else to talk to. And of course, with family life as it is now, we're not generally surrounded by lots of family. Some of us don't know who our neighbours are. Quite scary stuff.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And when suddenly you've become a carer, and quite frequently, often people have retired to the island because it's a beautiful place.
And left family elsewhere.
Left family, social networks elsewhere. Mm. And that can be really lonely. So what we wanted to do is something quite innovative. And Sue Bennett, who currently is one of our trustees and works for Key Carers, she set up the Ring Round service, and we have some trained volunteers, and they regularly contact by telephone carers at home who are unable to perhaps get out or mix at other groups. So they know that someone cares once a week to give them a ring, have a chat and find out what's going on in their lives and see if they need any help. See if we can actually provide any support to them, or just be that friendly ear, because actually it's kind of lonely when you're a carer stuck at home all day.
That, I think, is a vital, vital service and a very important point to try and de-isolate. I think I've just made that word up. But
it's a very good word.
But to de-isolate many of these carers, as you say, who are kind of locked into a pattern where they don't get any outside contact, let alone support, professional support that you can provide, but also the peer group support, which is important. And just that contact or awareness of that contact being available can be, I imagine, a lifesaver for a lot of people.
Well, I didn't say, Andy, is that you were part of the Ageing Better Lottery Fund, and if that goes through, which we should know probably end of March, and that's part of what Age UK have put together, they've been very supportive to us. We've included in that an iPad library for that very reason, for carers who are unable to get out, so we can set up a kind of peer support using FaceTime.
Very good.
And, you know, because it's lonely.
Yeah.
You know, and people need to be able to talk. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, end of March, we may know.
End of March, we get a lot more support on the island, and that will be specifically aimed at older carers and reducing isolation and loneliness.
Fantastic.
So really excited about that.
And of course, a lot of carers, which perhaps isn't something that a lot of us are aware of, are male carers. That is quite tricky in a different sort of way, isn't it?
We did a study a couple of years ago. Morris Dix and Cathy Hands did a study for Carers UK at that time, Isle of Wight branch, on male carers, because most of the support groups that we currently run on the island were dominated by women, you know, and it's very difficult for a man to walk in that door and sit down and have a cup of tea.
Yes.
So we thought we need to find out what men want. What do male carers actually want? So They did the research and they keyed into the GP surgeries as well, talked to lots and lots of carers who happened to be male. And so from that, we managed to get some funding together and we've started a male carer social type support group.
Mm-hmm.
They meet once a month and each month they choose where they're going to go. And in fact, next Tuesday, I believe they're going to the Hideaway.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Lovely. Last month they went bowling.
Great.
So they do a variety of things. Last year they did some cooking. Because
mm-hmm.
kitten sounds a bit sexist, but I cook for my husband all the time because he's a lousy cook. Absolutely lousy. When I was very ill, I learnt to cook very quickly again.
He'll be delighted you've made that news public, I'm sure.
He would be the first one to stand up and say it. He's quite good at washing up, though.
Oh, good.
So, anyway, suddenly your role is reversed when you become a carer. And if you haven't been in the kitchen and
tricky,
done the cooking, by heck, it's hard to cook, you know.
Mm.
And yes, you can get plastic meals that you put in the microwave, but after a while... It's not the same. And actually, cooking is kind of doing something with love, really, for someone that you care about.
Yeah, very good point.
And so important also for the carer, because actually, if your diet's not good and you're not looking after yourself, your own physical and emotional health's going to be affected.
Of course.
So we did these cookery sessions, and we'll probably do a few more later this year if people want them, for some of the male carers who said, actually, we need to learn to cook a bit more than putting something in the microwave.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. Well, my kitchen's got a sign outside it saying, if you can't smell burning, it must be salad. So I can subscribe to that very easily. But I think that, I mean, there are so many wonderful, vital and hugely important services you provide here on the island in particular and to our local population and our local community. And as you say, a large number of carers, and many of whom I'm hoping will be listening today, or perhaps people listening will know someone who is caring who doesn't even recognise us. We started off by saying some time ago that they don't even recognise that they are carers. They're just doing what they think they should be. It's their job, their responsibility, as you rightly pointed out. And I think it's important that we give out some contact details in a moment, if we may, please, Lizzie, because if people are listening and either know somebody who would benefit from these services or would benefit themselves, then we would encourage them to contact you.
Absolutely. And it may be about supporting them in the role, but we mustn't forget, Andy, that there are two other issues that carers face, and sometimes it can be because they can't manage their role and actually maybe the support isn't there to enable them to carry on. And for some people it is giving up that role, and that's a big tough thing to do, you know. And I think with the increase in things like dementia, that makes it really, really hard for people. And I've seen many couples, their whole relationship changes, and eventually they're just not able to manage at home and the partner goes into a care home. I still classify them as a carer, but it's kind of slightly different.
Yes,
and they need support to enable them to come to terms with that, because not only have they lost their role and identity again, because you lose that when you become a carer.
Yes.
You lose it again when someone goes into a care home.
There must be an overwhelming sense of loss and even perhaps a sense of failure, perhaps, which can be awfully difficult to deal with, particularly if you're isolated, and doubly isolated, as you just mentioned, if you were fulfilling that carer role.
And a lot of people feel that, and, you know, we do have one-to-one support where from key carers where someone will come along and have a chat with you and talk through those issues. We also have workshops that will help you work through those issues, because they're very similar to bereavement issues.
Yes,
that,
well,
because
very similar, yes, of course.
Lose someone, but in cases like some illnesses, for example, dementia, although you lose the person you love and that relationship you've had probably for many, many years.
Yes, of course.
The person is still there.
It's still there.
Yeah. But not.
But not. Very, very tricky.
Very tough.
Very difficult to deal with.
So we've run some workshops actually using a creative theme and they go through the different stages of bereavement and loss, and then they look about who you were before you became a carer, who you were when you became a carer, and who you are after you've been a carer. So we also do it for bereaved carers as well. And also look about moving on, and what we've managed to do is encourage other carers to support carers and how to move on. So we also have a buddy scheme where people will help people start to engage socially again, because that's really hard, just to walk just into to go, the local yes. WI, say, of or course, yeah. whatever. It's really tough when
so
you're
this wonderful I mean I love this idea of this peer group support that is built into your network, as it were, here on the island, which is such an important element, isn't it?
It is. I think we with Kikoa's run a respite weekend at the YMCA West Winchester Lodge.
Yeah, in Shankland. Yeah.
We've got one coming up in March. And this weekend, it gives carers a complete break away if they're able to get away and just have some TLC, time for them. Mm. We had one person who used to just sleep the whole weekend because she just never got any sleep, and it was just heaven to be able to sleep the whole weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we have good food, we have holistic therapies, we have craft activities, but the whole weekends are planned by both carers and former carers. And what we try and do is involve former carers in helping set up and, you know, being part of some of the activities. So it enables people to take a different role.
Fantastic.
And to be able to give something back, because that's equally important. Yeah. And finding that new role and the confidence to go on.
Yes, I can see. I mean, that is just wonderful, wonderful stuff, Lizzie. I mean, I could talk to you all morning about this wonderfully vital, important service. I mean, it is such a great thing that you do here. And I think it's important now, just before we go into the contact details, if we may, Lizzie, just to remind people that a podcast of our interview will be available on the Vectis Radio website. And on that link, there will also be the contact details that you're going to give us now, if you would please, Lizzie.
I will indeed. And this is for all carers over the age of 18 of adult carers. And our phone number is 533173. There is an answer phone. Please leave a message and we will get back to you. Thank
All right.
you.
Brilliant. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you, Lizzie. Thank you so much for coming in. And maybe you'll come back in after, fingers crossed, for the end of March with this funding and that new venture that you talked about with the iPads.
And maybe, Andy, if it's okay, when the consultation opens for the sitting service and the respite services, perhaps we could come in and have a chat then about that.
Please do. It will be lovely to
see
you.
That would be lovely.
Lizzie
Thank
Martin,
you very much.
Not at all. Thank you very much. After these, we're back with the latest from Baker Mac.